Liv, the web girl, the newest member here on the Joe and Alex Show, been here for a couple of weeks. Do you still like your decision to join us, or is it kind of like, oh, this is a bad idea?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm having so much fun.
All right, cool. Are you kind of settling in now? How's that going? You got your own little place and stuff?
Yes, I'm still terrified from seeing the movie It over the weekend and living by myself for the first time. But other than that, it's good.
Do you hear like creaky sounds?
And all the time.
Yeah,
yes.
It's probably a clown inside.
How old is your apartment? What year was the building?
Oh,
you know?
Old.
It's way like, old?
No, I mean like the 40s.
Oh, okay. So you have so, like, do you have like hardwood floors?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The 1940s?
Yeah.
Wow, that was
1840s. First house
so long ago.
Okay, so yesterday you dipped out early. Where'd you go? Like when the show was wrapping up, you're like, hey guys, I gotta go.
Yes, I went to my other job. I'm like serving part time at the like brewery. That word's hard.
We have to work on that word. Okay, Three Wise Men. Okay,
yes.
Cool. Is that in Broad Ripple? Where's that?
Yes, it's like right on Broad Ripple, and they brew their own beers, and so like it's a cool place,
yes.
Like cool vibes.
Guys,
wait, what's it called?
Three Wise Men.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. And they have beer. That's cool. So have you ever, you're going to be a server, you said?
Yes.
Have you done that before?
I did for like a short summer at a country club, but I feel like it's going to be way, way different from that.
Yeah, yeah. A country club for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at a country club.
Way different customers.
Yeah. And also like it was like just around the pool. So it was like very, very casual.
Yeah.
Just old dudes and their little
And like
Speedos.
Little kids.
Did you get to wear a bathing suit?
No, no.
Because right there, if you weren't a bathing suit.
I mean, no, people there, the men there, I mean, that is just like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Ew.
Yes.
It's kind of creepy. So are you excited, though? You're going to have that job right there?
Yes, I'm so excited.
You'll probably get a bunch of, the only thing I think about as a woman, especially as a server, is like, I bet a bunch of guys are going to try to give you their number and stuff and hit on you. Like, I've done that. I did that one time. Like, I really thought this server was really nice and cute and liked me, but that's just their job to act like they like you. So I was like, hey, can I get your number?
Yeah, you know, Indy has a Twin Peaks. Could have worked there, too.
Yeah.
Have you heard about those?
Yes, and I think my mom would disown me if I did that.
Is that where the money's at? Like, where do you make the most? Like, because we've all...
I mean, I would say so. If you're a female working at Hooters or Twin Peaks, you're definitely going to make a lot of tips.
Yeah, Hooters, Twin Peaks, PTs.
I don't really have
PTs,
Twin
that's
Peaks,
a little
if
different.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
Peaks, right?
Yeah. I mean, you got something there, right? Like, I mean, there we go. Alex, did you ever have, when you were on radio, like a second job, kind of, till you got full-time?
When I first started and I was part-time, yes, I was an assistant manager at Sephora. I was a certified makeup artist for them and an assistant manager, and so I did that for a couple years, and then once I became full-time I quit and just did radio.
Did you like that job at least though? Was that fun?
I loved my job. I hated my manager. Hated.
What made the manager so bad?
She just, I don't know how to explain it. She just was the worst. Our personalities didn't click at all. Like, so I'm very like, you know, I say what I'm thinking and mean what I say, and I'm kind of blunt with things, and I don't know, that's just my type of personality. And she, I think, would have been more suitable for like a massage parlor. Like, she was just very sweet and she's very sensitive and she talked like this and she just drove me insane. Drove me insane, because I was like, all right guys, what are we doing? What are we getting done today? Let's do some lipstick, let's draw on some people's faces. And she was just like,
we got numbers to hit, let's do this right now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was really like a good motivator, and I was aggressive about like, let's hit our goals and whatever. And
I came here for
like,
my commission.
She's like, everybody, you're being loud. Like, I could not stand her. So I wanted to get out of there.
Your guys' jobs sound cool, like when you're working too, but I think mine was a lot cooler. What else?
Well, and then I also, I forgot, it got so bad that I ended up quitting that right before I hit full time. And then before I hit full time, I also nannied. I nannied these two twin boys that have Down syndrome and then their older sister. So I was doing two special needs kids. And their older sister all by myself, three kids, watching them every day, nannying them. So
did you like that more than Sephora?
I ended up, yeah, just because my manager was so bad. But those kids were so cute. But that job was a lot harder than Sephora.
See, those jobs sound cool, but like I think I had the best job. Like when I was starting out in radio part time, just trying to get my foot in the door. Because sometimes with the job you want in a career, you got to do a lot of stuff to make it work till you actually can succeed and do it. I worked at a car wash, Howell Soft Cloth Car Wash. Shout out, they're still in business.
Wait, so you worked there, but the machine did the washing, or you did the washing?
We did it. We had a gas station, so you could pull up.
Oh.
We pumped your gas. We did that.
Ooh.
As a service. Right,
I've never
there.
Heard of that. A car wash that pumped your gas?
We had a full car wash, and then we had like a little detail, like garage. We could bring bring a couple of cars in and clean them. And that was the coolest thing. We only made, I think, like $7.25 or $7.50 an hour, but you got straight up cash, though. Like, people tipped. Like, if it was a day in Michigan when, like, it was snowy and, yeah, like, it cleared up and the roads were dry and all that salt was gone.
Car washes are big whenever you live in a snowy area.
We divided up $100-$150 per person. When you're, like, 16 or 17, you legit are a millionaire. Like, you can, yeah, do anything you want. That's how rich you'd be. Then you'd be broke like the next day or so. But that was the coolest job. You got to get your car clean. I don't know, man. It was a sweet job.
Isn't that weird whenever you're younger and you have $700?
Oh, $700 right,
and you're,
as a kid?
Like, that's your paycheck and you're like, what?
Yeah.
And now you're like in a panic. You're like, oh my God,
I'm going to die. And right now, $700, I'm like, oh, that might cover my dog next time he gets sick and has to go to the vet.
Yeah.
Like, producer, maybe
I'm like, hey, what other jobs did you have whenever you first started in radio?
Right when I was starting in radio, it kind of overlapped for a minute. I used to take pictures of people on boats.
Like, what? You hide in the bushes?
Were you getting paid? Or was this fun?
I was paid to take pictures of their families on boats.
He was a hitman.
No, kind of like the touristy thing when people are going on like a little cruise. It was in New York City, so people would go onto the boat and we'd take a picture of them. You know, with like the Brooklyn Bridge
so
in the background.
What do you say to them to get them to want to take
like
a picture?
Yeah, like Alex and I are walking by with our young daughter, Liv the Web Girl, here.
What do you say to us?
I say, hey guys, get together for a picture. You want to get the Brooklyn Bridge? You know, whatever. Kind of sell it to them and like, you know.
Then you're like, $20, please.
Oh, absolutely.
Amazing.
I couldn't handle that. When it's all common, like, hey, I'm going to hang out with Spider-Man. It's like, where's my money?
See, and people say
that my money.
We don't have talent. Look at all the talent in this room.
The most talented.
where is it?
Oh, it's right here.